Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. Read by Robert Powell. My father's family name was Pirrip, and I was christened Philip. My infant tongue could make nothing more of both names than Pip, so that is what I called myself and how I came to be known. I had lost both my parents as a baby, and I was brought up by my sister, who had married the local blacksmith, Joe Gargery. All I knew of my parents was their tombstone in the local churchyard. When I went to the churchyard to visit my parents' graves and those of my five little brothers who were also buried there, all I knew was that the dark, flat, empty land beyond was the marshes, the low line further down was the river, and the distant place from which the wind was rushing was the sea. My first most vivid memory is of a raw afternoon towards evening. I was in the churchyard. It was getting dark, and little Pip was growing afraid and beginning to cry.
"Hold your noise," cried a terrible voice. "Keep still, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat."
And a fearful man with a great iron on his leg and an old piece of cloth tied round his head jumped up from among the graves. He seized me by the chin.
"Show me your name, quick."
"Pip, sir."
"Once more," said the man. "Speak out."
"Pip. Pip, sir."
"Show me where you live," said the man. "Point out the place."
I pointed to where our village lay. The man looked at me for a moment, then turned me upside down and emptied my pockets. There was nothing in them but a piece of bread, which he began to eat hungrily.
"Where are your father and mother?"
said the man, talking as he ate. When I pointed out to him where they were buried,